Greetings of the day, conquerors all over the world. My name is Esther Edge, joining you again from www.riseupconqueror.com. We are on day 5 of our 7-day self-deliverance and inner healing challenge. Our anchor scripture, of course, is Matthew 7, verse 16 to 24. After all has been said and done, you have worked in the kingdom, you have toiled, but because you were not standing on the truth, you were not observing what we discussed in day one, the sovereignty of God. God was not the top of everything. And, you know, the demonic assignment was very much active in your life. That was day two's topic. And then, of course, you were not quite clear of your redemption, that you were bought with a price and you were not working out your salvation with fear and trembling, the subject we discussed on day four. And of course, on day three, and of course, yesterday, day four, we were talking about the fear of the Lord, that if you do not have a consciousness of the fact that God sovereign is on top of everything, that he reigns through all the earth, that he is king, then we have a problem. Right, today our topic is vengeance is mine. Most of you have heard about this one. When someone takes vengeance, they avenge themselves, they go back and bite those who are messing them up. They take it upon themselves to fight their own battles. But it is not supposed to be so in the kingdom, because it is God who is in authority over everything, over everybody, over every soul, over every spirit. He is the Father of lights. Therefore, he decides, he fights the battles, he does everything. Right? If you have ever felt confused, frustrated, angry, bitter, rejected, dejected, stressed, distressed, maybe betrayed, you're suffering from complicated infirmities, you are suicidal, you know, hopelessness is your portion, despair, you know, those kind of things. Nothing works out. There are death cycles in your life and you are really just, you don't know whether you're going or coming. You don't know whether you're rising or descending. If that is who you are, if any of that describes you, then at some point in time, you are fighting your own battles and it has become so complicated that you don't know what to do. Right, vengeance is mine is a key scripture, is a key topic in the subject of deliverance and inner healing. It is where we pin everything. It is where it is the center of everything, matters of the heart. It is the center of what it is that we seek to do when we are doing deliverance. Right, vengeance is mine is what the Lord says. For example, let's go to scripture without wasting any more time. I want to start in Deuteronomy. And we are in Deuteronomy 32, verse 35. It says, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. This is God promising those who do evil, those who harm his children, those who go against his children. He says, it is my position and it is my place to fight for my children and make haste to avenge them. He says that as well in Psalm 94 and verse 1. It says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. This is one of the psalmists praying and declaring what the word itself says. For example, in Deuteronomy, there where we have just been. And then I just want you to come with me to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 6. In fact, before we go there, we can go to Romans 12, verse 19. It says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. God is quite interested in fighting your battles. In fact, he has made it very clear that whoever harms his children harms him, and he has to do something about it. So, my brothers and sisters, if there's anything at all that you are holding on to, that you are thinking you need to fight for yourself, it is not your place. By trying to fight for yourself, you are dishonoring God, and he will now stop fighting the one who has hurt you, the one who has injured you, the one who has harmed you or is trying to harm you. He will stop going against your enemies to come against you because of your dishonor. As a Christian, you are supposed to know better than to fight your own battles. You are supposed to know better than to engage in physical and warfare in the natural, you are supposed to know better than to dishonor God when you fight for yourself. When you grab the bull by the horns yourself, you are dishonoring God, who says he wants to fight for you, who says it is his place to fight for you. Come with me to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 6. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 6. It says, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have been forewarned, and it has been testified. So you see, it is really God's business to avenge you. God is looking out, his eyes are everywhere, looking out as who at who is trying to defraud you, looking out at who's trying to harm you, and it is his place to fight for you. And he keeps trying to stress this point. Brethren, you have to let go and let God be. The moment you hold on to things, God can't do anything. In fact, God starts coming after you, and it is a very terrible place to be when God is vengeful towards you, when God is fighting you. That is where we go back to what we discussed on day one. God wounds and God heals. God kills and God makes alive. God makes poor and God makes rich. So you can just imagine if God is now against you for dishonoring him by trying to fight your own battles, you are out for all the negatives that God can release on earth. If I were you today, I would ensure that they say, kupfiramate pasi, to say, I will never ever fight my battles. You can't even fight them, even if you tried. You can't even fight them, and the devil will make it look like you can, but really, honestly, you can't. Rather give it up to the one who can. He does a very good job. He's already laid it out in his word. He does a very good job paying back to your enemies. Let us go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. It says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Wow. Again, partnering with those topics from day one. God kills, God makes alive. God wounds, God heals. He's saying that it is a righteous thing with him to give back tribulation to them that trouble you. Scripture is saying it. It's not me. God is out there to recompense tribulation to your enemies. So, what kind of tribulation and payback can you do that is more than what God can do? I mean, listen, God knows your enemy. God knows, God created your enemy. God knows which button to press to give tribulation to your enemy. God knows how to pay back to your enemy. You don't even know the half. You don't know your enemy. You don't know what your enemy is up to. You don't know the guts that your enemy has. You don't know which rock which stone the enemy is putting his foot on. But God knows, and God knows how to remove that foot from under his feet. So watch the space when you give it all to God and see what God can do for you. Right, we're going to our last scripture for the day, and that is Matthew 18. I love this scripture. This is the scripture that really does it for me in this topic. A very, very long portion of scripture. So I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to tell you. Maybe you can read it. Make sure you read it. It's a very interesting scripture. This is Matthew chapter 18, verse 23, all the way to the end of that chapter. So it's Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. Right, this is a story of a servant that was owing his master. So, you know, he couldn't pay back what he was owing. It happens in life, we all borrow, you know, and sometimes we are not even supposed to be borrowing. Because the Bible says, owe no man anything. But anyway, people borrow. And so it happened that this servant was owing the master. And the master could see that the servant was not in a position to pay back. And so the master decided to forgive the servant. What did the servant do? The servant also had some people owing. It happens again in life, you know. Sometimes we end up borrowing somebody else to go and pay someone else, and the chain goes on like that. So this servant who was owing the master was being owed by someone else, and he went to that someone else, and he locked him up and set out to punish him for not paying. When that master found out what cruelty this other servant had performed, he was very angry. He decided to take him, and jail him and release tormentors to him. In essence, what the parable that Jesus was speaking in this story was saying that if we on earth do not forgive our brothers and our sisters for what they owe us or for what they have done to us, particularly when they have hurt us, when they have harmed us or our families or that which belongs to us, when they have done us wrong and we choose to hold on to it and we don't. We don't forgive them. It's like that servant who was forgiven by the master but decided to punish the one who was owing him. That's what we do literally when we decide not to forgive. And the Bible says at the end of it all, there will be tormentors released, because when God now finds out that he has forgiven us, but we have not forgiven our enemies or the people who have offended us, he will release tormentors. So you look in your life. Look in your life where tormentors have been released to you, either tormentors after your wealth, after your businesses, after your family, after your marriage, after your children, after anything that belongs to you, even your body. Tormentors can be released into your body in the way of sickness. Tormentors can be released into your relationship in the way of misunderstandings and fighting and all of that. Tormentors can be released into your life in the way of poverty, in the way of lack, in the way of things just not working out, in the way of you try to do this, nothing happens. It's like you are stuck in between walls. It means that there are tormentors in your life. So the key point in this subject of vengeance is mine is to let go, because God is very vengeful anyway. God is a God of war. God is a consuming fire. If you don't give him his place to avenge you, he's going to come after you. And when he comes after you, it means tormentors have been released in your life. You are not going to come out of it. The only way to come out of it is to forgive others and repent. So I would like to exhort you, brothers and sisters, to repent, to forgive, to surrender everything to God, no matter how painful it is. Some of you have been holding on to grudges and things from way back when, holding on to them like they are some little treasure. Like it's something like it has now even become a part of you that to remove it, it's like it will leave a big hole. But that hole's gotta be filled by the love of God. I'd urge you and exhort you, if you are going to be delivered today, if you are going to start experiencing inner healing, you will have to let go. You will need to look into your past. Who are you angry with? Who are you bitter with? What happened to you? Who let you down? Who betrayed you? Look into those things. Where have you been? What have you done? Repent. Sometimes it's not even about what people did to you. It's also about what you have done against God, going after gods, other gods, going kunganga, kuma profita, consulting other gods when you are supposed to be consulting God. That in itself is rejecting God. And when you reject God, he rejects you. And when he rejects you, he opens you to cycles of rejection wherever you go. It's like the earth has been conditioned to reject you, to cast you off because you started it. Hallelujah. I hope I've helped someone. Thank you once again for joining me on day 5 of our self-deliverance and inner healing challenge, where falling is not the problem, but failing to rise up is. Rise up, conqueror. Signing out, Esther H. Join me again tomorrow, day 6, as we look at spiritual weapons. Trusting you have been blessed thus far.